Now, developments in technology are posing lots of challenges to lots of sectors. And indeed, the growth of the internet has practically killed off some industries altogether. Take video rental for one. But increasing demand for digital products also provides opportunities for firms who can find a way to steal a march on their rivals and create a new product that works in the new environment. Well, the law firm McCann Fitzgerald is an interesting case study in this regard. They've been developing some digital products to try and cut down on the time and paperwork involved in legal services. And joining me now to discuss this is Barry Devereaux, who is McCann Fitzgerald's managing partner. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning, Gavin.
And also here is Josh Hogan, who is head of the Financial Services Regulatory Group at McCann Fitzgerald. Good morning, Josh.
Morning, Gavin.
Now, Josh, I'll start with you. You're working on a new tool to help financial institutions with compliance. Can you tell me how it works for the users?
Yeah, so this is a tool that was really born out of our work with clients on the Central Credit Register, which is a new statutory credit reporting regime that the central bank has introduced, really with effect from last year. It imposes a lot of onerous compliance obligations on financial institutions and non-regulated entities as well about reporting in information about borrowers and the loans that they have. So we thought, well, we're pouring an awful lot of thought and expertise into advising clients on a one-on-one basis with this. And I was in the midst of a conversation with the head of compliance in one of the financial institutions sometime around September last year. We had just partnered with Neota Logic, which is our artificial intelligence partner. And I thought this would be a great one to actually put into the form of a software solution for clients to really kind of help them to figure out themselves in some ways, does this regime apply to me? If so, to what extent? And then what do I need to do about it?
So they basically put in some details and the app spits out an answer at them. You are in compliance or you are not in compliance. Here's what you need to do.
Yeah, that's precisely it. We're calling it the CCR compliance app. And so CCR being the Central Credit Register. And essentially it does three things. So one, it'll do a scope assessment, figure out, you know, does your organization need to register with the central bank? And if so, when do you need to do that? It's been introduced in various implementation phases. Second then is a gap analysis. And this is really kind of where are you now versus where do you need to get to in order to be able to comply with the new obligations? And also that can be used as an ongoing tool, every 6 months, every year, you can run the session and see, are you actually in compliance? And then finally, as an underwriting tool, if you're advancing a new credit, and particularly say, for instance, this is relevant not just for domestic institutions, but we've something like 500 passporting banks into Ireland. If they're figuring out we're doing a transaction with an Irish customer, do we need to actually worry about this? They can actually use this
tool. Very good. Very good. Okay. Now, Barry, you have another one as well, which is designed to help businesses assess how ready they are for the GDPR. And that does something similar. I think businesses input some data and it tells them where the gaps are. Can I ask you about your strategy with these apps? Are you making them available to clients only, or would people be able to buy them off you kind of for a one-off fee?
Yeah, thanks, Gavin. I guess if you go back a number of years, we introduced technology in our business about 7 years ago in terms of cutting through the huge amounts of process that were involved, say, in the discovery side of litigation. So we've been living with using tech in our business now for about 7 years. So as you said, recently we've created a GDPR gap analysis, and that simply is a diagnostic tool that you download from a website, and quite quickly you plug and play it. And in about 45 minutes, using a decision tree basis of yes, no, it allows you to get a very quick instant score on how you're compliant. To your question about who will this be available to, this will be available to whoever wishes to purchase it. So it's designed for businesses. How we came up with this was we listened to clients, we talked to them about what the issues were, and what they're saying to us was, we get lots of advice, we get lots of seminars, brochures, but nobody is telling us how to deal with this. So we worked with clients, and using Neota Logic, which is our technology partner, we designed a product that enables clients themselves to do this. Once they buy it, then they plug it in, they play it, and it gives them an instant diagnosis.
And that's kind of a new departure, I suppose, compared to what we're used to from law firms, to kind of make a software product available kind of on a one-time basis. Is this something that internally maybe your staff are a bit worried about? Do they all think, God, we're doing everything via apps now. Is there going to be fewer jobs for lawyers?
It's a good question. And I would say that there's great excitement in the firm, that initially there's some reticence about importing artificial intelligence and will we be all replaced by robots? Will Josh and I be replaced by robots? But I think what we're now seeing is excitement and enthusiasm. And the young lawyers are keen to create products that enable them to give their clients a much better, faster service at a much different price. So I would say initially some reticence, but now a wholesale excitement across the business about being part of something really interesting with a digital services offering, which, as you say, Gavin, for a law firm is an unusual departure. But for us, it's a natural add-on to what we do.
And do you think ultimately it will lead to there being fewer lawyers in existence?
That's a really good question. I'd say if you look at our business in 5 years' time, we will almost certainly have a bigger proportion of non-lawyers in our business, people with computer science, maths, economic and finance, creative design. So we'll have a different mix of people. Rather than reducing lawyer headcount, I'd say we'll have a greater complement of mixed skills.
Talk to me about the financials on this, Barry. Have you seen a boost to your bottom line thus far, or is it a bit too early maybe?
Well, it's a bit early. We launched the GDPR app 2 weeks ago, and we're about to launch the CCR app with Josh in the next few days or week. So it is early to say, but certainly the interest that we've logged from all sorts of companies that are not necessarily clients of McCann Fitzgerald has been very interesting for us. So I think we're in the early formative stages of this, and so far it's going very well and we're very excited by it.
And what proportion of revenues do you expect this might reach for your firm? Will it be 10%, 20% once you're kind of at your height of digital revolution?
I'd say that's a hard question to answer right now, Gavin, but undoubtedly digital is going to become a significant part of our business. So I think it won't be single digit percentages. It'll be higher than that. So okay. I do think this is the way forward. And for McCann Fitzgerald, we see no other way other than embracing and leading on the technological front.
OK. Now, Josh, would you say the legal sector is a sector that's a bit behind the curve when it comes to digitization?
Taking the sector as a whole, that's probably a fair comment. I think certain firms and certain organisations are doing an awful lot to drive innovation in the sector. I think McCann Fitzgerald has been doing quite a lot around that. There's plenty more to do, and you see some pretty kind of stark predictions about how disruptive the technology could be for the legal sector, just like it has been or can be for other sectors. I do some work, for instance, in the fintech area as well, and there's plenty of innovation in that sector. On the other hand, what excites me about this in some ways is that actually it gives us an opportunity to do things that we haven't been able to do before, or to do things with a greater scale than we've previously been able to do. So, you know, what we're doing here with this app, for instance, it's me and it's two senior associates that I work with are spending time with the AI development team, which is the tech guys. They're called Legal Solution Architects within the firm, and developing out this app and really making it.
Do they have to wear suits and ties as well, or can they wear a t-shirt and jeans?
They get away without wearing the tie.
That's a perk.
unless Barry's around the floor here. But I mean, one of the things that, for instance, Neotologic, our tech partner on the AI side, has said around this is that for the client, it enables them to get the benefit of the professional's expertise and experience applied to their business in real time. And that's every day, all day, on their best day.
OK, now what other areas do you think are ripe for a push in this regard? You've got the CCR tool, the GDPR tool. What other kind of areas do you think might be a good opportunity?
Well, my own area is financial services regulation. I think there's really exciting scope there for developing out more. We're looking to the future in that the great thing about the legal world, particularly, say, financial service regulation, is that it's constantly changing, and there's enormous drive on institutions and their compliance professionals to do more with less all of the time. So we're helping clients with that. But if you look at to the future, there's major changes coming, say, with money laundering in the next few months, probably.
Yeah, a lot of costs involved.
Absolutely, yeah. Major. And this is an exciting thing about the GDPR app as well, is that this is not just an Irish domestic product necessarily. We can look to actually export this to other jurisdictions as well.
Okay, now moving a little bit away from tech, obviously the financial services sector is an area where you do a lot of work. Have you seen a Brexit influx?
There has certainly been, since the referendum, there's been plenty of inquiries and talk about it. The central bank certainly tells us that they have applications in. We're working with clients around scoping and so on. There hasn't been, I think, the deluge that might have been expected or, you know, hoped for maybe in certain quarters, in certain areas. I think it's probably a sector-specific look at that on the financial services side, at least, in that the likes of, say, payment institutions and so on, I think, are quite naturally going to come to Ireland. You see some investment firm activity. A lot of the major banks, though, if they haven't had operations here already to scale up, aren't necessarily choosing Ireland. So that's very much sector-specific.
Okay, now Barry, talking of sectors, what are the sectors that you see as providing the biggest opportunities for growth for McCann Fitzgerald going forward?
I would say, Gavin, that obviously the financial services sector, as Josh has just touched on there, we are seeing, you know, a flow of instructions from people looking to grow here. Technology is a big area. We're seeing lots of startups, and we're obviously helping, we're sponsoring some startup companies. And so technology, I think, in financial services, two big areas for us. Real estate is a growing area. There's lots of development, as you know, going on, and there's lots of joint ventures in that space between developers, financiers, and alternate lenders in the market, like Activate Capital and people like that. So what we're seeing is a great blend of finance, and it's creating lots of opportunities to grow and build businesses.
And how's business generally? Is it a strong market at the moment? Financially, how are you guys doing?
Yeah, I'd say it's a buoyant market. The economy is growing at around about 4.5 to 5% a year. So you'd expect a law firm like McCann Fitzgerald, which is heavily exposed to the finance and corporate sectors, to be growing well. And we're busy across all sectors, whether it's litigation, finance, corporate, real estate, construction, technology. So there are lots of things going on. We're hiring lots of people, and you know, we are confident about the future and what it will bring for a firm like ours.
Can you give me an idea of the quantum of investment that you're putting into these digital products, the GDPR app, the CCR app, other products you're working at going forward? What kind of sum of money are we talking about there?
I suppose if you look at the overall spend, you know, IT as a spend, Gavin, for a firm like ours is increasing like it is for most businesses. So, you know, it is probably the biggest area of investment for the firm. But something like this, like, is relatively inexpensive to create a platform. And then you hire the people with the right minds and the right mindset. And, you know, you've got the overhead of salaries for people, but there isn't a huge investment apart from buying the platform. We then build it out from there. So I think we're using our own talents with our mixture of skills to create that. So I would say, you know, it is a significant investment, but it's investment of time, of people, allied to the best in class. And I should say that this technology that we've imported, we're the first law firm to use both Kira, which is artificial intelligence, and Neota Logic. These are world-class products. And what we're doing isn't just good in Ireland. You know, we've been to Australia, we've been to the States. Wherever we've been, we've held our own when we come to conversations around this. So this is a really, you know, kind of world-class product that we're offering here.
Are you taking a risk here? What happens if it goes wrong? If the CCR tool, the GDPR tool, if they don't work out?
That's a good question, Gavin. We advise clients every day on risk, and we don't say the risk is yours to take. We'll say, here's our advice on what you should do. So we're no different than our client's business. We have a business and we take risks. Yes, there's risks in this. And if it doesn't succeed, yes, there will be you know, some consequences for our business. But they're risks we're prepared to take, because we believe the advantages easily outweigh the disadvantages. And if you don't take risks, you'll stand still. And in this market, standing still is a bad place to be. So we will take risks. They're measured risks. The risks that the partnership and the firm is happy with. And with those, we believe investing in this isn't that risky and the rewards are significant.
Okay, very, very interesting, guys. Thanks very much for coming in. We leave it there. That was Barry Devereaux, who is the managing partner of McCann Fitzgerald, and Josh Hogan, who is the head of the Financial Services Regulatory Group at McCann Fitzgerald as well.